Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is Day 30 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is The Lord is Our Portion. Charles Spurgeon said, God is our portion, and His Word is our treasure. Our text today is Joshua 18, verses 8 through 10. So the men arose and went, and Joshua charged those who went to write the description of the land, saying, Go up and down in the land, and write a description, and return to me, and I will cast lots for you here before the Lord at Shiloh. So the men went and passed up and down in the land, and wrote in a book a description of it by towns in seven divisions. Then they came to Joshua to the camp at Shiloh, and Joshua cast lots before them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Joshua apportioned the land to the people of Israel, to each his portion. In Joshua 18, 8 through 10, Joshua adds a new step in the allocation of the promised land. He calls for a survey of the land. Joshua sends out three men from each tribe to survey the land and to bring back a report. The report is written down in a book of description. This was a wise move on the part of Joshua. By giving the tribes a task, it engages the leaders of each tribe in the allotment of land. This action moves them out of idleness and gives them a mission to accomplish. In addition, it also provides a written document to serve as an official survey of the promised land. Joshua 18 contains some fascinating words in the original language. One word that is found four times in Joshua 18 is the word shalak. The word is found in verses 5, 6, 7, and 9. It is a word that means portion or inheritance. It is translated in Joshua as divisions. Shalak occurs 67 times in the Old Testament. It is the same word found in the following Psalms in reference to God as our portion. Psalm 16:5, The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. Psalm 73:26, My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 119:57, The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words. Psalm 142:5, I cry to you, O Lord. I say, You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. God portioned out the land to Israel as their inheritance. God gave His Son Jesus so that we could inherit eternal life. The Hebrew word shalak teaches us that as the promised land was given to Israel, the Lord is given to every believer. The Bible contains another interesting word in Joshua 18:10, which is translated, to each his portion. The root word is makaloketh, and it is found 42 times in the Old Testament. The word simply means divisions. It is found three times in Joshua, 37 times in Chronicles, and one time in each of Nehemiah and Ezekiel. However, this word has a prefix attached to it in the book of Joshua. In addition, this prefix is found every time it is used in Joshua, 11:23, 12:7, and here in 18:10. Therefore, the word with its prefix means according to their divisions. Only in the book of Joshua. I love the way the ESV translates it, to each his portion. God gives the promised land to the 12 tribes of Israel in a unique and personal way. To each his own portion, according to the specific tribe. As you read Joshua 18, you will notice the distinct way God portions out the promised land. God gives the land according to His perfect will and plan for each tribe. The land is given by casting lots, but the Lord controls the outcome. Each tribe was blessed according to the sovereign will of God and the obedience of its leader. In Joshua 18, God gives every tribe an inheritance, but each tribe its own separate portion. God's plan for all Christians includes Christ as our portion, inheritance, security, and hope. However, God also has a distinct plan for each of His children, giving each of us unique placement and experiences in the world. His will includes a general and a specific portion that He has graciously allotted to each of us. May the Lord be your full portion and complete inheritance as He reveals your specific purpose within that general inheritance. Questions for today. In what ways is Christ your portion? What has God spiritually, specifically called you to do in your inheritance? How can the Psalms given in today's devotion serve as a written document of your spiritual inheritance? Pray with me. Lord, thank you again for the inheritance that you have given us. I pray today that you would teach us how best to act out that inheritance according to your will. Show us clearly where our callings lie, so that we can follow you wherever you lead us. In Christ's name, amen.